I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. This week's hot, dry weather has helped ignite dozens of new fires across the state and in neighboring Idaho. Today's conditions are making things worse, according to officials. The fire burning near Lincoln has grown to 2 square miles since lightning started on Monday. Its rapid growth has led to the evacuation orders of a dozen nearby cabins, most of which are second homes. Lewis and Clark County activated its Emergency Operations Center because of the evacuations. The county's Emergency Services Coordinator, Paul Spengler, says for now the center has just a few volunteers answering calls from concerned out-of-state cabin owners.
There are some homes along a place called Elk Trail Loop that are cabins, not full-time residences, secondary homes. That area has been evacuated, but not very many people have left because there aren't that many people living in those particular places.
He says activity at the county's operations center may pick up if this evening's weather produces more active fires. The weather helped the largest Montana fire in Glacier National Park spread from just a few acres when it was reported Sunday to more than 23 square miles as of this morning. It's uncontained in a remote area in the southern part of the park. Thunderstorms were forecast to bring hail, strong winds, and possible flash flooding in western Montana and parts of Idaho. Lightning struck on the practice field at C.M. Russell High School in Great Falls, knocking a coach down. Assistant coach Brian Greenwell was pushing a cart full of equipment when the lightning struck. He was not seriously injured. Hot, dry weather helped ignite dozens of wildfires over the last couple of days. Eric Whitney will have a detailed rundown of the fires in Montana and across the Idaho state line at 5:44. Lewis and Clark County activated its Emergency Operations Center for a few hours this afternoon after some 35 homes on Elk Trail Loop were ordered evacuated. Most are second homes and were vacant at the time. The Choteau Ranger District has reported a new fire in Lewis and Clark County near Sauk Lake along the Continental Divide. It's in wilderness and no firefighting effort is being made at the current time. The two cubs of a Montana grizzly bear that killed a hiker in Yellowstone National Park are going to an Ohio zoo. The Toledo Zoo is fully accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The AZA sets strict guidelines for animal handling and care. Spokesman Rob Vernon says there are over 2,400 facilities in the United States permitted by the USDA to exhibit exotic animals. Only 229 of them are accredited, though. The Toledo Zoo happens to be one of them.
They definitely have the staff, and the curator there is top-notch, and she'll figure out the best way to care for these two girls, and that's what they're in the process of doing right now. Just a very happy ending to an unfortunate, very unfortunate situation there in Yellowstone.
The zoo says the cubs are less than a year old. Wildlife officials say that's too young to survive in the wild without their mother. The cubs currently weigh about 50 pounds apiece. Their exact arrival date at the zoo isn't yet known, but expected to happen sometime this fall. Montana's highest-ranking lawmakers decided today they need to reinforce their authority over state agencies, beginning with teaching legislators how to supervise them. Republican and Democratic leaders on the Legislative Council agreed lawmakers could do more to communicate with departments in the executive branch and keep tabs on their rulemaking procedures. Republican Senator Ed Buttrey, in his third term representing Great Falls, said it was only recently he learned the legislature can delay implementation of an agency rule. About 20 separate wildfires continue to burn in Montana, aided by hot, dry weather this afternoon that turned into thunderstorms in some areas. The largest is the 15,000-acre Thompson Fire in Glacier National Park. The sudden growth of the Sucker Creek Fire outside Lincoln led officials to evacuate more than 30 mostly empty homes on Elk Trail Loop. Lewis and Clark County Emergency Coordinator Paul Spengler opened the county's Emergency Operations Center for a time this afternoon, mainly so volunteers could answer calls from cabin owners in the evacuation zone.
Mainly, we depend on volunteers to staff our stations in the Emergency Operations Center. But if need be, we'll call on representatives from various departments. Could be fire, could be the sheriff's office. Whatever we need down here, we'll ask for.
The Emergency Operations Center was closed down later this afternoon. Lewis and Clark County is keeping residents updated with posts on its Facebook page. A Wyoming company has entered a partnership to develop a Washington State coal port for shipments of the fuel to Asia. The deal includes a future option for Montana's Crow Tribe to take a 5% stake in the project. Cloud Peak Energy spokesman Rick Kurtzinger says the company paid $2 million up front and will pay up to $30 million to cover permitting expenses for the Gateway Pacific Terminal. The port in the Puget Sound, just south of the U.S.-Canada border, would accommodate almost 60 million tons a year of coal and other commodities. That's a look at Montana News. I'm Steve Jess.